Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. February 15th, 1933. FDR is nearly assassinated in Miami. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. It was a mad and maddening time. On this date in February 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt, then the president-elect, was nearly killed in a park in Miami when an armed assailant, Joseph Zangara, opened fire from about 10 yards away. FDR had stopped off in the city while on a fishing cruise aboard a yacht owned by his friend, Vincent Astor. When Roosevelt disembarked, Astor, seeing the huge crowds, had a strange premonition. He remarked, "It would be easy for an assassin to do his work and escape." Within half an hour, armed with an $8 pearl-handled .32 revolver, Zangara got off 5 shots but missed Roosevelt, instead killing the mayor of Chicago, Anton Cermak, who was standing near the president-elect. The news was yet another blow to the country's fragile sense of stability. Time magazine wrote, "People seemed to feel that their faith in the future was also the assassin's target." Attending to the dying mayor, FDR, for his part, was preternaturally calm. "I'm all right," he called out. Roosevelt was simply himself, easy, confident, poised, to all appearances unmoved, Roosevelt's advisor Raymond Moley recalled. That night, safely back on Astor's yacht, Roosevelt drank a glass of whiskey and went to bed. The assassination attempt exacerbated a fraught season. Asked whether history had ever seen anything like the Great Depression, John Maynard Keynes replied, "Yes, it was called the Dark Ages and it lasted 400 years. In 1930, testifying before Congress, Father Charles Coughlin, the popular radio priest, said, "I think by 1933, unless something is done, you will see a revolution in this country." Describing the plight of the unemployed, the historian William Manchester wrote, "Although millions were trapped in a great tragedy for which there could plainly be no individual responsibility, social workers repeatedly observed that the jobless were suffering from feelings of guilt. 'I haven't had a steady job in more than 2 years,' a man facing eviction told a New York Daily News reporter in February 1932. 'Sometimes I feel like a murderer. What's wrong with me that I can't protect my children?'" Sinclair Lewis's 1934 novel, It Can't Happen Here, told the story of the rise of an authoritarian state in an America riven by economic and cultural chaos. Lewis's book painted a disturbing portrait of a United States that abandoned liberal democracy and sought stability in fascism. A fictional editor remarks in the novel, "Why, there's no country in the world that can get more hysterical, yes, or more obsequious than America." The editor's sad, rhetorical query, "Where in all history has there ever been a people so ripe for dictatorship as ours?" Across the Atlantic, Winston Churchill, then a Tory backbencher, took note of Lewis's book. "I was reading the other day a recent American novel by Sinclair Lewis, It Can't Happen Here," Churchill wrote in August 1936. He went on, "Such books render a public service to the English-speaking world. When we see what has happened in Germany, Italy, and Russia, we cannot neglect their warning. Nor can we, even now." Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Hey fam, it's Darren from Push Black with exciting news. Season 8 of Black History Year drops this April. Join us as we take a deep dive into history, challenging the narratives you thought were set in stone, and exposing hidden insights that could activate revolutionary change. This season, we're looking at cultural reclamation and asking, how has our connection to Black culture been corrupted, and what actions can we take to break free? Now, it's a loaded question with answers that'll make you rethink everything, so don't miss out. Tune in to Black History Year. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.